Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Stephen McDonald.
Welcome to our Calvary Family Blessing Service. We're so glad that you've joined us as we finish the year strong and step into the new year together with great expectation. I want to invite you back next Sunday as well for a brand new month-long teen-taught series called Onward. It's going to be a great series to have a launch pad to an exciting new year. It also connects to our 21 days of prayer and fasting online devotional that we'll be walking out together. So listen, if you sense that God has more for your life and you need his direction in that pursuit as you follow him, then this is a great, great place to start. So let's start the new year properly. And so on the 28th, on our last Sunday of the year, we're going to be praying together. And in just a few minutes, our leadership team will join me here right across the front, ready to pray for you and your family, believing God for an incredible 2026. We're believing for his protection. We're believing for his health and his blessing in your life. And we'll also be prepared to anoint you with oil, which is a symbol of what God is doing or about to do in your life. And the heart of these services that we have every year when we end the year with prayer is really summed up nicely in the Old Testament blessing that God instructed Moses to tell Aaron to speak over the people of Israel. And this blessing still rings true for all of us today. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." We serve a faithful God who will keep us and hold us in place in this coming new year with his covenant of love and really for generations to come. No matter what comes our way, no matter what we encounter. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." So know this with certainty. God is forever faithful to keep his covenant with you. Now, in Scripture, anointing with oil is a physical act that points to a very powerful spiritual reality. It's not magic, right? It's not some kind of superstition. It's not about the oil itself. The oil is not powerful. God is powerful. And so the oil is a symbol of God's blessing, is a symbol of his presence and God's power at work in our lives. Now, biblically, there are three things that anointing symbolizes. The first one is that anointing symbolizes God's choosing and his calling. So God sets you and I apart. Throughout Scripture, God often makes people, sets them apart for a specific purpose by anointing. In the Old Testament, we see this with the priests. We see this with Aaron and his sons, who are set aside to be priests in Exodus 30:30. We see this with kings, when Samuel anoints David in 1 Samuel 16:13. And we see this with the prophets, as Elijah anoints his successor, Elisha, in 1 Kings 19:16. So in each one of these cases, God sets people apart who he's chosen for a great purpose. So anointing is a way of saying God has chosen you, that God sees you, and that he's calling you or setting you apart for the purpose that he's created you for. Second thing that we see is that anointing symbolizes the Holy Spirit's presence and his power. So he empowers you through the Spirit. Oil in the Bible is one of the key symbols of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, when David was anointed, it says the Spirit came upon him. We see that in 1 Samuel 16:13. And then Isaiah prophesied of Jesus in Isaiah 61:1 that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And Jesus fulfilled that prophecy, and we see that in Luke 4, verse 18. So the physical oil reminds us of an invisible truth, that God himself, he empowers, he strengthens, and he equips us. And then finally, we see that anointing symbolizes God's healing and his restoration in our lives. And so we see that God cares for us deeply. In the New Testament, anointing is closely linked with healing. In James 5, verse 14, it says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord." So when we anoint the sick, we're doing exactly what the early church did. We're bringing bodies and minds and hearts before the healing presence of God and recognizing that he is our healer. This is a powerful thing to keep in mind as we step into this moment of blessing and anointing tonight. Now, as Christ followers today, we are anointed, chosen for a specific purpose in furthering God's kingdom. And we see that established in 1 John 2:20. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 to 22, it says, "Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come." So today, as we pray for you, as we pray for your family, and if you like, anoint you with oil, we're setting you apart for God's amazing plan and purpose in this coming new year. This is such a great way to start the year, to end another. And so many of you communicate to me once we've had this service that this is such a special time for your family. It's become something that is incredibly important as you step out in his name. So I'm going to ask each of you today here in the auditorium to step into the aisles and form a line. Our leadership, our pastors will be here at the front, ready to come together in agreement with you for this brief time of prayer. And then we welcome you to stay and enjoy the worship, and then you're dismissed after that. If you want to connect with friends, that's a wonderful thing, but if you would step into the foyer to do that, just to be mindful of the people that are still receiving prayer here in the auditorium. And for those of you that are online tonight, we want to pray this prayer of blessing on you, wherever you're at home, maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're unable to be with us physically, but I want you to know in Jesus' name that we love you, that we're praying for you. And you are a part of our church family. Our online campus is a group of people who faithfully come during each Sunday service, many that can't be with us in person, and some that are traveling. But we love you. And we want to pray for you right now as we pray for everyone that the blessing of God would be upon you, that his healing hand would be upon you, his restorative power would be in your life as he sets you apart for his purpose. Let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for everyone that's come in this place. Today, as we come into agreement and pray with individuals and families, we believe that your kingdom would come and your will would be done in their lives. Right now, I pray specifically for our online campus, for everyone who's joining us here on the broadcast. We pray that wherever you are right now, I speak the blessing of God on your life. We anoint you to do all that God has called you to do in the year to come. I pray that as you end this year strong, as you end this year committing your life to him in a new way, that this new year would truly be a new year filled with miracles, with God's power working in your life, restoring the things that have been stolen, giving you freedom where there's been something that has held you back, where there's healing that's needed, that he would bring it about and that brokenness would be mended. So whatever can't be done in our physical limitations, I want you to know that God can do for you today. And so, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would be at work, that you would move powerfully in the people watching the broadcast, the people that are here in the house, as we are expecting great things as we launch into this new year together. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Happy New Year. We love you. We're believing God for great things in your life and your family.